Welcome to Dr. Joy's podcast, where the focus is bringing joy to your life. Our mission is to provide you with enthusiastic, research-based topics that will help you be good to yourself and, of course, bring joy to your life. Now let's dive into the topic of the week. Hello, BGTY Nation. Today is your day. It is a wonderful day to be happy and embracing that you are alive. Why sit back and whine or pout about something you cannot change? Use your time wisely and be good to yourself while bringing joy to your life. Be alive, BGTY Nation, today, and go for the success you deserve in your life, your work, and love. Today's episode is all about believing in yourself, having the self-esteem to do it, and winning in life. So let's get started. James Clear stated, "The biggest difference between successful people and unsuccessful ones is that successful people are determined to make the situation work for them rather than playing the role of victim and searching for reasons why a situation won't work." What this means for you? Well, today is your day to put down the excuses and believe in yourself. You don't have to be famous to be successful. You can be successful in your own right. Put in the work, seize the day, and you're on your way to being a better you. I want to start today's episode off with defining self-esteem. Self-esteem is defined as confidence in oneself or own abilities. According to Psychology Today, self-esteem is a highly positive factor in life. Everyone has self-esteem. You have to believe and have confidence that whatever you are doing is right for you. So self-esteem is sometimes is something that can go up and go down. We know that. We've experienced that. No one has a high level of self-esteem all day, every day. But I do know that self-esteem is a mindset. Dr. Stanley Gross, in October of 2018, wrote an article about raising your self-esteem. And the article, it was very interesting. He wrote about two types of self-esteem, which made me think that this would be good to share with my BGTY Nation audience. The two types made me go, I can see that. So let me explain. The first type is global self-esteem. It focuses on who we are. Dr. Gross said that global self-esteem is constant for people. Even though it is hard to maintain constant, it's something that we have to work on daily. So when they say global, they are meaning everybody, wherever you are. Global self-esteem is something that you have to work on daily, and it is constant. The second type of self-esteem is situational self-esteem, and it focuses on what we do. Dr. Gross says that situational self-esteem fluctuates depending on the circumstances. This means it can be high one moment and the next moment it can be low. But remember, today is your day. We're focusing on global self-esteem, making sure we're believing in ourselves, knowing that today is our day. However, situational self-esteem reminds me of a book I used to read to my students called The Little Train That Could. So the little train in this book would always repeat, I think I can, I know I can, I think I can, I know I can. And sometimes we feel just like this, just like that little train. Sometimes we think we can. Sometimes we have the confidence to know that we can. But even at the end of the children's book, the little train finally got enough self-esteem to do the task at hand. And you can do the same. So even though we may go through all of the situational self-esteem, always have that mindset that you know you can do whatever you put your mind to do. You know that you're going to seize the moment. And remember, today is your day. Believe in yourself and let no one stop you from reaching your goals. Yes, Dr. Joy, I know today is my day and I'm trying to seize the moment, but just saying believe in myself is not going to help me get moving. Okay, yeah, you're right. You have to have an action plan if you wish to maintain the momentum of seizing the day. Your mindset should be positive. It is that voice in your head that can pep you up or bring you down. I can't believe this just happened, but believe me when I tell you that as I am recording this episode right now, a motivational quote that I receive on a daily basis popped up on my phone, and it relates to today's episode. So I'm going to read it to you. And it's by, who is it by? Yoko Ono. It says, smile in the mirror. Do that every morning and you'll start to see a big difference in your life. Wow. This quote is right on time and it can become part of your action plan. So I have an action plan. I do something every single day that I wake up in the morning in my bathroom. I have on my mirror positive affirmations and Bible verses that encourages me to seize the day. Before leaving for work, I read them out loud. Then I smile and I say, today is my day. Positive vibes only. My mind at that point is in a positive space. Another great way to believe in yourself is being around positive people. That can be a part of your action plan. Oh my, you know, it's already so much negativity around us. And being around people that are Debbie Downers and have that Debbie Downer mentality, that can become contagious. And before you know it, you are talking in that group of Debbie Downers saying how down you are too. So stay away from that. Make it a part of your action plan to be with people with positive affirmations. Be with people that bring positive vibes. Stop being around those Debbie Downers. Choose yourself and others that are where you are, and that is being in a positive mood. Jack Canfield's article that I was reading recognized 4 other action steps that are good to knowing today is your day. The first one is believe it is possible. Believe that today is your day. Believe that that is possible. This is your mindset. This is that saying, I think I can, I know I can, but for you is, I know I can. The second action step that Jack Canfield's article recognized was visualize it. Visualize that today is your day. Visualize that you are believing in yourself. Visualize or daydream that your day is going to be a good day. It's all in the mindset. Going back to action step number one, believing it is possible. The third action step is act as if. Okay, so what am I saying? You know that saying, call things as though they are. That's when you're acting as if you, today is your day. And it's not really an act if you believe it. And the last action step that was mentioned in this article is take action toward your goals. Just do it. You know that logo, Nike's logo theme. That theme is on point. Just do it. Take action. Leap out on faith. No self-doubt should be in your vocabulary with these action steps. These action steps are not unrealistic and they are not unattainable. However, when I was reading another article, and this one was on tinybuddha.com, this article talked about self-doubt or self-sabotage. You may be hearing that tiny voice in your head saying you can't do whatever you want to do, or that tiny voice is saying today is not your day. Self-doubt is powerful. It will come for you in different ways, like your mindset. It will come for you by way of your friends, your family, your significant other, your business partners, and the list can go on and on. But according to the article from tinybuddha.com, when fear or self-doubt grabs you, your goals can feel out of reach. It becomes infectious. That self-doubt within you, it becomes infectious and it spreads. That is why I always talk about your mindset. You have to put your plan to action. I think I can. No, don't say that you think you can. Say that you know you can. So let's rein it in right now. This episode ties into the last two episodes in season two. The first episode talked about turning your goals into gold. I even created a free digital booklet to help you goal set to get your mind right. Listen to that episode again and prepare yourself. Prepare your mindset. Episode two was about living a worry-free life. This ties into today's episode because it talks about the mindset. It's a hard test to turn your mindset from negative to positive. I know it takes a lot of work and a lot of self-motivation. Your brain, your subconscious is always working and thinking whatever you train it to think. You have to retrain your mindset if it's thinking negatively. The actress Kim Cattrall was quoted in my little book of words that matter to say, when I feel lost and can't make a decision, I just stop and I get quiet. Go to that quiet place. I take a time out. I ask myself, how does this feel? What do I want my life to be like? I try not to listen to the should or could and try to get beyond expectations, peer pressures, or trying to please. I just listen. I believe all the answers are ultimately within us. I love that quote because Kim says that you need to just take a time out when you're in that negative place. Turn your mindset to positive. That's what you need to do. Today is your day, BGTY Nation. Today is your day to be something great and believe in yourself. Bill Withers sings the perfect song called Ain't No Sunshine. He relates this song to a woman in his life, but I relate the song to believing in yourself. It ain't no sunshine when you don't believe in yourself. It ain't no sunshine when you have self-doubt. Oprah Winfrey is quoted as saying, "What you believe has more power than what you dream or wish or hope for. You become what you believe." Believe that you are alive, BGTY Nation. Believe that you are someone that will accomplish great things because today is your day. Believe in yourself. It's up to you. I believe in you. Dedication is what it takes. I know, because I had to have that same mindset. Today is your day, BGTY Nation. Embrace it. I have enjoyed this discussion with you today. As always, my hope is that you bring joy to your life and be good to yourself. I look forward to another conversation next week. Until next time, BGTY. Thank you for listening to Dr. Joy, where she is always bringing positive vibes, research-based topics, and helping you to bring joy to your life. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and don't forget to leave a positive review. See you next time with Dr. Joy. Thank you.